I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, August 4th. A North Quincy High School senior has died suddenly. In a message posted on the school's website, Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says Liana Lee Smits Dararatskmi passed away suddenly. Mulvey said Liana was a beautiful spirit and that she will be missed in the hallways at North. Mulvey also offered condolences to Liana's family. She would have been a senior this fall. The Quincy Public Schools Crisis Intervention Team will be available in the library at North Quincy High School today from 4 to 7 for anyone who wants to talk about Liana's death. North Quincy High School guidance counselors, along with counselors from Walker Therapeutic Programs and Aspire Health Alliance, will be available for any student who may need or want help or any type of assistance surrounding the loss. Details of Liana's death were not disclosed. A driver who's accused of fleeing the scene after striking and killing a pedestrian in Taunton is due in court. Police say they were contacted yesterday at around 4:30 about an erratic driver that struck a pedestrian on Main Street near Cedar Street. Police say the driver of the SUV, identified as 42-year-old Roland Escobar of Taunton, allegedly sped away from the scene, then struck another vehicle a short distance away on Summer Street, causing his vehicle to flip over. Video from the scene showed the Chevy Traverse on its side with severe rear damage to another vehicle. Another SUV also suffered damage in the crash, which happened just across the street from the Taunton Police Station. Police say the pedestrian, identified as 59-year-old Lisa Rocha of Taunton, was taken by ambulance to a nearby hospital where she later died. Escobar faces charges that include operating while under the influence of drugs, a second offense, a motor vehicle homicide, and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. He suffered minor injuries, was taken to a local hospital, and then arrested. He's due in court later today. A Foxborough basketball coach made the play of the game when a player collapsed on the court. Ashley Keepa rushed to give a young boy CPR after he collapsed without a pulse at Mass Premier Courts during a basketball tournament on Saturday. Keepa is a seventh-grade basketball coach and has been trained in CPR since she was 14 years old. Although she does the training every year, she said she has never had to use those life-saving techniques before. The player was revived and taken to the hospital. Keepa says he is in stable condition. She said she had the chance to meet his parents the next day. Police in Hanson are renewing their call for help as they continue to investigate the disappearance of a woman who hasn't been seen in nearly 2 years. Investigators again asking the public for help in tracking down Sandra Crispo. Crispo was last seen on August 7th, 2019, when a surveillance camera captured video of her getting out of a family member's car and going into a Cumberland Farms, according to her daughter, Lina McMahon. McMahon added that she visited her mother's Spofford Avenue home the next day and found all of the lights on and her dog inside without food or water. Crispo is described as being 5'9", with blue eyes and brown hair. Anybody with information is urged to contact Hanson Police. The former superintendent of Hull Public Schools alleges in a lawsuit that he was discriminated against because he's gay, and his firing has made it impossible for him to land a new job in education. Michael Devine alleges breach of contract, defamation, a civil rights violation, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and other wrongs. In the $5 million federal lawsuit against the school system, the town, and five school committee members, Stephen Kuzma, Devine's attorney, said that the firing stemmed from Devine's text message exchanges with a 21-year-old former student who lived in Florida. The former student initiated the communication. There was never evidence that the communication between the two was inappropriate, and Devine did not violate school policy regarding staff and student communications, as the school committee said when it fired him, according to the lawsuit. Police determined there was nothing criminal to investigate. The $5 million demand for damages is mostly for Devine's lost wages and his diminished earning capacity. Three more Massachusetts counties have been added into the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's high or substantial categories for COVID-19 transmission. Barnstable, Norfolk, and Dukes counties were placed into the substantial community transmission category as of yesterday afternoon, with Bristol County's risk level being raised from substantial to high. That is up from five counties last week and nine on Monday. The CDC guidance issued last week recommends that everyone in a place with a substantial or high coronavirus transmission rate wear a face covering in indoor public places regardless of vaccination status. It also recommended indoor masks for all teachers, staff, students, and visitors at schools nationwide, regardless of vaccination status. On Friday, the Mass Department of Public Health issued its own updated mask guidance and advised vaccinated people who have weakened immune systems who are at an increased risk of severe COVID-19 because of age or health conditions, or who live with anyone who is unvaccinated or at increased risk, to wear a face covering when indoors and not in their own homes. The current CDC map shows Barnstable, Bristol, and Nantucket County having high levels of community transmission. Berkshire, Bristol, Essex, Hampden, Middlesex, Norfolk, Suffolk, Plymouth, and Worcester counties are in the substantial category. Health officials reported an additional 883 confirmed COVID-19 cases yesterday. State health officials also added two confirmed COVID-19-related deaths to the state's total, which is now 17,718. According to Tuesday's daily report from the DPH, 226 patients with confirmed coronavirus cases were hospitalized. 51 were in ICU. More than 4.37 million of Massachusetts' 7 million residents are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The start of the school year in Massachusetts for K through 12 students is just weeks away, and for a while it's been expected that the fall would bring a return to normalcy in the classroom. But with COVID cases increasing, thanks to the highly contagious Delta variant, parents may be wondering if there will be a face mask requirement for teachers and kids when it's time to go back to school. The Centers for Disease Control is recommending that everyone in K through 12 schools wear a face mask regardless of vaccination status. In Massachusetts, however, the state leaders are not currently calling for a blanket mask requirement in the classroom. Vaccinated students should not be required to wear masks in school, according to state education officials. The state does strongly recommend that students in kindergarten through sixth grade wear masks, as well as any student who's not been vaccinated. The Mass Teachers Association has called on the state's guidance reckless and is looking for a universal mask mandate at schools in line with what the American Academy of Pediatrics has suggested. The mayors of Brockton and Revere announcing they're implementing mask mandates for all city buildings. The decisions of Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan and Revere Mayor Brian Arrigo come as the rate of new cases increases across the state. According to the most recent map from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, nine Massachusetts counties have high or substantial rates of transmission. Well, the federal government has announced a new voluntary speed restriction zone to try to protect rare whales off the coast. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said the new slow zone is located southeast of Nantucket and began on August 1st. It is in effect through August 16th. The zone is designed to protect North Atlantic right whales, which number only about 360 in the world. The agency is asking mariners to route around the area entirely or transit through at 10 knots or less. The whales are vulnerable to ship strikes and entanglement in fishing gear. They're protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act. They have suffered from high mortality and poor reproduction in recent years. Check of business news, stocks were higher. The Dow was up 278, the NASDAQ rose 80, and the S&P added 35. Asian stocks also higher, and the dollar and the euro are up, oil at $70 a barrel. Sports, another loss for the Red Sox, 4-2 to Detroit last night. Series continues tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, cloudy with some afternoon showers and a high 75. Rain tonight, could be heavy at times, low 61. Rain tomorrow with showers later in the day, high 73. Friday, partly cloudy, warmer, high 86. Saturday, hazy, hot, and humid, high 90. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. Southeast winds will gust to 20 knots later, high tide at 9:13 a.m. Sunrise at 5:40, set at 7:58. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, August 4th.